The next item on the agenda is the added item pertaining to COBIA. Mr. Gere, good afternoon.
Mr. Commissioner, members of the Commission. I appreciate you hearing this on such short notice. And this is related to the federal water closure for commercial COBIA. This past Friday, on August 24th, NOAA Fisheries announced they will be closing commercial fishing for the Atlantic Migratory Group of COBIA in federal waters effective to September 5th. NOAA Fisheries has projected that the commercial landings of COBIA will exceed the commercial allowable catch limit, or quota, of 50,000 pounds. The justification is based on landing reported to federal dealers already in the NOAA fishery system, combined with projections from landings reported by state dealers, which is not in their system yet. This closure is only for the commercial fleet in federal waters, and closing Virginia state waters may help limit the overage of the 50,000-pound coastwide quota. Background as far as 2018 commercial fishery landings so far. The landings in Virginia are far from complete at this point, 8,780 pounds. However, this number will only increase with the August reports, which are about 30% of the annual harvest, and in addition to late reports we haven't gotten yet. North Carolina numbers are not known at this point, but they average about 39,000 pounds. So those 39,000 plus what's projected in Virginia alone would constitute the 50,000-pound quota. In Virginia and North Carolina comprise, in general, about 91% of the commercial harvest for the last 5 years. A proposed September 30th closure date for the commercial fishery will, first of all, that was the same date we closed last year. It would coincide with the recreational fishery closing date. It will provide time for public comment, allow harvesters time to transition to other fisheries, and will minimize the impact to the fishery with October and December landings, often less than 1% of the annual harvest. And here are the harvest landings for the last 8 years, and you can see the annual landings and what they were, what the landings were in October, and the small percentages for that last 3 months of the year. It's usually less than 1%. In 2014 and 2016, we closed, Virginia closed in December, and 2017, we closed on September 30th. And finally, the recommendation from the staff would be to adopt emergency amendments to Chapter 4, VAC 20-510-10, pertaining to amberjack and cobia, to modify the season closing date of the commercial cobia fishery. In particular, 20-510-25, commercial fishery possession limits in season. Item B, in 2018, it shall be unlawful for any person fishing commercially to harvest or possess any cobia after September 30th. The staff also recommends advertising for a September public hearing to adopt amendments as permanent regulations.
Any questions of Mr. Gere by members of the commission?
I hate to do it. Yes.
Go ahead, Dr. Neal.
All right. ASMFC is taking over the management of COBIA. By next year, will they be managing this commercial quota, or is it still going to be
2020? Would be the plan.
Okay.
That's when it should all be finalized.
All right. I have other questions,
so
but
we're kind of at a transition period trying to work through all this.
Okay. That's good enough for now.
And right now, I'll mention we are having a public meeting on Amendment 1 of the COBIA plan for the public information document that's it's going to be here on the 19th at 6 p.m. If anyone's interested, I don't know if we'll have a webinar set up or not, but ASMFC staff will be here providing information on that.
Further questions? Although a public hearing is not necessary under emergency regulation, I do not believe. I think that's anyone here wish to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Ballard.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made to approve staff recommendation on the emergency regulation by Mr. Ballard. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Further discussion? I got it. Okay. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Pat. Good job. The last item we have before we leave is a little bit of housekeeping. We kind of discussed earlier. But for the record, the October meeting date that we normally have, fourth Tuesday, is the same week that we have Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. Correct, Rob?
Yes.
So we need to adjust that meeting. My suggestion would be we adjust it a week to October 29th, if that pleases the commission.
October 30th or 29th?
Is it 30th? 30th. I'm sorry. Thank you. 30th.
Okay.
Kelsey, you got your calendar? I said I'll mess this one up. We're not going to have, I've been advised, and I think I do remember that we used to have combined November-December meeting. But since Santa Claus is coming, please don't make it too heavy on a docket on December. But I think we've come to consensus of the ones here that December the 11th, is that a Tuesday? Kelsey?
Yeah. Yes.
December the 11th would be the combined November-December so that we avoid any consternation during the holiday season. Is that satisfactory with the members of the commission?
December 11th.
Yes, sir. Hey, I guess by consensus we'll make those. And whatever public hearings, for gosh sake, guys, Tony, got that? Got those dates for public hearings and all that stuff? I'll mess those up. Any other business to come before the commission? If not, meeting adjourned. Thank you all very much.